Film reviewer Robin Hollibird takes a look at a famous artist's paintings in The Last Vermeer.
Appreciating works by an all-time great artist took an extra hit when the COVID-19 pandemic closed most museums and delayed release of a film called The Last Vermeer. Many museums remained shuttered, but local theaters started screening The Last Vermeer in November, providing the chance to once again appreciate the genius of the man whose Girl with a Pearl Earring painting inspired a well-liked art house film starring Colin Firth and Scarlett Johansson nearly 20 years ago. This newer film offers a key difference from artist biopics by never showing Vermeer. Instead, it joins movies like The Monuments Men and Woman in Gold by dealing with real-life Nazi plots to relocate great masterworks. The screenplay clarifies Vermeer's skill and value, both artistically and financially, at least based on the price Nazi official Hermann Göring paid for his Vermeer. Director Dan Friedkin uses settings and lightings to catch the master's staging sensibility in deceptively simple settings that place strong focus on just a few characters. His actors present appropriate looks to the real-life characters they play, with Denmark's stalwart Klaus Bang standing tall as a fighter who believes justice will always win. Enter Han von Meegeren to upend everything as an unsuccessful artist accused of aiding Nazis by selling them stolen masterworks. The sharp featured actor Guy Pearce of L.A. Confidential blends a carefully groomed presence with dapper insouciance, always enjoying the chance to shock and surprise. Similarly, the Last Vermeer plot heads down an unexpected path for those unfamiliar with art history after starting with an initially simple springboard. Like Vermeer's paintings, the movie's colorful premise gains depth by exploring the blacks, whites, and most importantly, grays of life. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.
Robin Hollibird is a former film commissioner for the Nevada Film Office and a longtime KUNR entertainment reviewer. Catch her commentary Fridays during Fresh Air between 2:37 and 2:47 p.m.